All right, here we are at the Q's CEO Executive Team Network, and we're with John Myers. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you as good. Well. Yeah, so great show, obviously. You just presented a couple of times already this morning. So can you give, for folks who didn't make it here, and you should have been here, what was your session all about?
It was about what credit unions have to do, the questions they have to ask, the steps they have to take to be relevant long-term and be sustainable long-term. There's lots of threats to our relevancy and sustainability.
Yeah.
We're under rapid fire. Not only are we under rapid fire, but every business out there is. Mm-hmm. And so standing still is not an option. We've got to be looking at ways to leverage our business model, really hone in on who our target market is, hone in on the value proposition we provide to that target market, and keep in mind value propositions that you have today may not be a value proposition 2 years from now. They keep changing. Take a look at Netflix, for example. They've changed their business model twice in the past 6 or 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
At first, their business model was to be the biggest provider of DVDs to consumers.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, they're saying, okay, we got to be the best at streaming movies to people. And then the competition came and they started streaming movies and the value proposition dissipated. So they said, okay, what else are we going to do? We're going to create the best content out there.
I was just about to say that, yeah.
And that's where we got House of Cards. That's where we got Orange is the New Black. But guess what? The competition is coming out with original content as well. And so what Netflix is doing is not two-day planning sessions once a year. They're doing planning yesterday, today, tomorrow, and on and on and on. They are constantly adjusting their business model to be relevant and sustainable. Credit unions need to do that as well. And one thing credit unions really need to step up to the plate and do is to really take data readily available to them about their members and turn that data into actionable business intelligence. Think about this. When a member does an application for a loan, they'll do it at 4:30 in the afternoon on Friday. When does somebody get to that member? And so credit unions need to start looking from the member's perspective, not their perspective.
Right.
And so when we help them count that business, we start with minutes. If somebody submits an application at 4:32 on a Friday afternoon, the clock ticks because the member's thinking Friday evening, Saturday morning, all through Sunday, Monday.
Yeah.
Why isn't the credit union getting back to me? And what we're finding about counting that particular business is it is not unusual for it to take over 9,000 minutes for a credit union to deny a loan to somebody.
9,000 minutes?
9,000 minutes, that's the equivalent of 6 days.
Wow.
Yeah, and so a lot of times what's going on is maybe Monday morning they show up, they see the application, they call the member and they say to the member, hey, you need to get in your car and bring us a pay slip or bring us something. Well, guess what? The competition, fintechs today, they're not necessarily doing that. What fintechs are doing, are they're removing friction, they're removing non-value add things, and they're making it almost a pleasant, enjoyable experience.
Yeah.
Almost, I didn't say enjoyable, but almost a pleasant experience getting a loan with them. So credit unions need to ask themselves, what do we need to do to remain relevant to the consumer out there? Because the consumer is being spoiled by the fintechs. Are we going to still ask them to get in their car and bring additional information? Are we still going to wait 3-4 days before we get to them? No, we can't do that. And think about the resources that go into denying that loan, how many people get involved in denying that loan, because we always want to try to figure out a way to work it out with the member. And ultimately, we may not be able to work it out. So we say, no, all that resources, we could move those resources over to the applications that we said yes to.
Yeah.
And some credit unions are finding that if they remove the non-value add steps in a lending process and they put the right kind of energy toward people who they've approved for the loans, they're able to make even more loans and not increase operating expenses at all.
Oh,
and I'll say this, operating expenses are an issue for credit unions. The margins are getting squeezed, and so credit unions are looking for ways to increase ROA. And so more and more of them are turning to us and say, hey, help us out here. And on their own, they're going and they're looking at what can we do as far as operating expenses are concerned. Are they going to slash and burn? They don't have to do that. What they need to do is to create efficiencies throughout the organization, create efficiencies as far as opening an account, creating efficiencies in the lending process, and in doing so, they'll be able to generate more revenue.
It sounds like it's a question of expectations from the consumer side, because like you said, we're so spoiled with immediate satisfaction, basically. Mm-hmm. And then on the operations side, we're getting spoiled by the other technologies that are coming in and making it more efficient. Yeah. But there's still some things that are lagging.
Mm-hmm. So there's absolutely no question. You're completely right. And think about the fintech lenders out there, Lending Club, Prosper. Mm-hmm. People say, well, they're taking on too much credit risk. Maybe they are. People say, well, they need to be regulated. Maybe they do, and I won't disagree with that. What we really need to be focused in on is Lending Club is spoiling consumers, be they A paper, D paper, E paper. What they're doing, the member takes 4 minutes to fill out an application, mm-hmm. and within moments, Lending Club is making them an mm-hmm. offer.
Yep.
And then the consumer decides if they want to accept that mm-hmm. offer. And if it's A paper, the money could be in their account a day or two later. And then the person with the C, D, or E credit, maybe they scan and send some information mm-hmm. over, but the process happens very quickly. Mm-hmm. And again, pain points are removed, friction is removed, and it's making it faster and easier for the consumer. So credit unions need to recognize that they need to make it faster and easier as well.
The experience, because I remember back in the day, like when you're buying a house or a car, mm-hmm. you're like left in suspense for days and days exactly. on end. It's awful, but now it's almost immediate, which is a great experience for the credit union member, mm-hmm. and that experience, word travels fast.
Oh, it does. And think about this, sticking with the theme of the business model, mm-hmm. lots of credit unions are saying, we want to target millennials. Well, there's 77 million millennials out there, and contrary to popular belief, they all don't behave the same.
Right.
And so the credit unions need to get more clarity around that target market, and a lot of them are saying, okay, well, we want to go after millennials who want to own a home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, great, there's clarity there. What's the value proposition you're going to provide to that millennial who wants mm-hmm. to own a home? Are you going to have a faster process? Are you going to have a cleaner process? Are you going to provide great communication? Because a lot of millennials, I remember when I was young, I was freaked out when I got my first mortgage. But the communication's pretty bad out there right now. And so if a credit union can differentiate themselves and not only communicate with that millennial really well, but also communicate with their real estate agent, mm-hmm. because that's another target market. If you're a credit union and you develop deep relationships with real estate agents and you do well by them, think of the referral business that can come from that. And also think about how that can build your purchase mortgage business. And there's a difference between purchase mortgage business and refi business. When interest rates are low, refi business goes up.
Yeah.
But when rates go up, refi business dries out. Mm-hmm. Purchase mortgage has to happen good times or bad.
Mm-hmm.
People get married, people get divorced, people
yep.
die.
Yep.
They have to buy homes, they have to sell homes, mm-hmm. and real estate agents want to have a part of that action. Credit unions should focus in and say, we want a part of that action as well. And so in order to do that, we need to differentiate ourselves with not only the home buyer, but the real estate agent. One thing to keep in mind about millennials,
yeah.
last year they bought 35% of all homes sold out there.
Well, the upper end of the millennials, yeah, they're mm-hmm. buying their home. There's the lower end is still trying to earn
right.
some money. The upper
yeah.
end, they're buying houses now.
Exactly.
So yeah.
Exactly. And I think last year 26% of Gen Xers bought them. Bought the homes that were sold. And so we need to shift our thinking mm-hmm. toward these people are used to things coming to them fast and easy. Mm-hmm. Think about your phone right now, your mobile device. How many apps could you not live with right now that you didn't have 3-4 years ago?
True.
I'm going to head to the airport and I'm going to have Uber here very, very quickly.
Yeah.
3-5 years ago, that was not a possibility. Mm-hmm. 3-4 years ago, I'd be crawling into probably a dirty cab.
And I'm going to have my ticket ready on my phone too, so
exactly.
I can just scan it.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And also, if the flight's delayed, you can get on your phone and know before the flight attendant
mm-hmm.
what's going on
mm-hmm.
because of another app.
Yep. Oh my gosh, John, this is amazing stuff. Could talk about this type of stuff all day long. Wrap up question here: what do you see immediately for 2017 in regards to all this stuff? Because it's fascinating. You just go on;
mm-hmm.
it never ends.
Mm-hmm. I would say in 2017, credit unions should turn their attention toward counting their business every day, turning data into relevant decision information, because that's where they can find little gold mines.
Okay.
And they can turn those gold mines into 1, 2, 5, 10, 15 basis points of ROA really quick.
Mm-hmm. Great message to end on. John, thank you so much for stopping by.
Well,
appreciate it. Well done.
Appreciate it.
Go get that Uber car, all right? Get to the airport and scan your ticket on your phone, all that type of stuff.